name is Jabulon. J-A-B-U-L-O-N. Jah is short for Jehovah, Bull is short for Baal, and On is short for Osiris. And any system of worship that combines the true God with Baal and Osiris is abomination in the sight of the Lord, no matter who practices it, even if it be an Anglican bishop or the Archbishop of Canterbury, who previously was a Freemason, not the present one. It makes no difference. God is no respecter of persons. We have seen the most terrible consequences in lives and families because of this curse. I'll give you one brief, dramatic example. In Australia, when we were last there, we had a healing service one morning, and one of the people who came forward was a young woman who'd obviously been in the subculture, but had apparently just come out of it, and she had what appeared to be a little newborn baby in her arms. And we said, "What do you need prayer for?" She said, "My baby." It looked about 6 days old. She told us it was 6 weeks old. We said, "What's the problem?" She said, "It just won't take any nourishment. I can't get it to take more than a spoonful of milk." So Ruth and I laid hands on the woman as she was holding the baby in her arms. The power of God came on her, and she went down on the floor, and Ruth caught the baby out of her arms and held it. And then God gave Ruth a word of knowledge. She said, "The girl's father is a Freemason. And the people who were ministering to the girl on the floor came against that spirit of Freemasonry, and it came out with a loud, prolonged shriek. But the dramatic thing was, exactly the same shriek came out of the baby in Ruth's arms at the same time. 6 hours later, the girl came back in the evening service with the little baby. And she said, "I just want to tell you, between the morning and the evening, she's taken 3 full bottles." Thank God for that. But that little child would never have been healed if the curse of Freemasonry had not first been broken. Now, if there are any here tonight who are involved in Freemasonry, either directly yourself or through your husband or father or some other relative, I want to lead you in a prayer of renunciation. There may be other similar cults, secret societies, satanic organizations. There are many of them in the world today. If you are involved in any of those things, I want to ask you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to renounce them. Could we please be quiet? Settle down. Thank you. Now, I'm not going to embarrass anybody individually. I'm just going to say a prayer. If you need to say it, you say it to God in your heart, all right? You say these words, "Lord Jesus Christ, I want to serve you and to love you. If there is in my life or in my family the curse of Freemasonry or any other cult, I ask you to release me and forgive me and break its power over me right now in Jesus' name. Amen." God bless you. God bless you. We're getting near the end. You may see this is somewhat lengthy, but we do it for everybody collectively. We don't have to do it for each person individually, which takes 10 times longer. The final barrier that I want to speak about is the effects of a curse. We dealt with that a little bit last night. I just want to read the list of common indications of a curse over a person's life or family. If several of these things apply to you or your family, there's probably a curse over you. Now, the good news is Jesus was made a curse that we might be redeemed from the curse and receive the blessing. But most times we need to renounce the cause of the curse and claim the release. Very quickly and briefly, here are the common indications of a curse. Number one, mental and emotional breakdown. If there's a history of that in your family. Number two, repeated and chronic sicknesses, especially hereditary. Because the mark of a curse is that it goes from generation to generation. Number three, repeated miscarriages or female problems. And as far as Ruth and I are concerned, when we have that kind of need to pray for, we just simply automatically treat it as a curse. And we have seen many barren women able to conceive and bear children, and we have seen many women with female problems delivered. Tumors and other things on the female organs disappear when the curse is lifted. The next is the breakdown of marriage and family alienation. If a family has a history of marriages breaking up and different branches of the family at war with one another, you can be almost sure there's a curse. The next is continuing financial insufficiency. You never get out of the poverty syndrome. The next is accident prone. You're one of those people that accidents just look for. You step off the curb and you break your ankle. You close the car door on your fingers. And you know what I've observed with such people? It's just when they're getting near the point of deliverance that they're tripped up. It's just amazing. I've held deliverance services in the past, and people have wanted to drive as much as 100 miles to come, but the car broke down on the way. They never got there. Why? There was a curse. And finally, a history of suicides or unnatural deaths. Now, we're not going to take a lot of time about this, but we're all going to say once again, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were made, just let me do it first, that you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse, all right? And as you say that, let it be lifted from you. Something can happen to you right now. You can walk out of this place a different person. That dark shadow that's been over your life, that's followed you up. When I try to describe people what a curse is like, it's like a dark shadow from the past that just always seems to hover over you. Or it's like a hand that reaches out from the past, and every time you're about to make it and succeed, it trips you up. If I were to choose one key word, the word would be frustration. I've dealt with many, many people who had all the qualifications for success, and time again, they were on the verge of success, and something went wrong. It's a curse. All right. Now, the Holy Spirit is big enough, He can deal with every single situation that's of that kind here tonight. You can receive individual attention, not from Brother Prince, but from the Holy Spirit. Just take a moment to ponder on your life. Look back over it. Consider if it has the marks that I've described. All right, now we're going to say it, and you say it after me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the cross you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse and enter into the blessing. And because of what you did, tonight, Lord Jesus, in your precious name, I release myself from every curse over me and my family. And I claim the blessing that you purchase.